This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe out there on the coronavirus effort. Now, let's not forget about everybody working on the Third Watch out there. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers, our men and women out there. And boy, you're going to be busy taking stuff into Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also over on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, on the telephone line, we've got Ron Edwards. There they are. Yay. Thank you very much. Goodbye. There they go. They're gone. That was quick.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
79 degrees and cloudy. They didn't want to be out because it was cloudy and they couldn't see the moon. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. It's another night in paradise at 3:29 yesterday afternoon. The last plane with the last American soldier on it left Afghanistan, not for good. I don't think they left for good. I think somebody will be back when they least expect it. But as of yesterday, all the U.S. military forces were out of Afghanistan.
What a way to end a war that could have been won in 1 year.
Horrible.
Yeah. We should have gone in for victory. They never did. It started off bad. And it just spun out of control all the way. And here you have the way the United States left. And by the way, there are many more than the couple of hundred or so Americans left behind.
I know. Believe me.
And here's another little dirty little secret. State Department was preventing individuals who were working to privately get Christian Afghanistanis out of the country, and the State Department was blocking them and telling other countries not to accept them.
We said that. Denise and I were talking about that last hour. We sure were. Mm-hmm.
That is horrible.
But there's one even better than that. Did you hear about the school? Remember Laura Bush started the school over there?
Yes.
Well, the kids from the school, 50 of them on a bus, were coming to go to the airport. The Taliban stopped the bus, fired shots in the air.
Oh, and they had to turn around.
Yep, and guess what? They're still in country, and their fate is unknown.
Well, you know what's going to happen unless there's a rescue, and I don't think there's going to rescue with this administration.
I know exactly what's going to happen, unfortunately.
Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know how we recover for this. I was looking at a report with Mr. Farage from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And Great Britain is very angry with us, with the, how we left and how quickly we left and how we just left everything in such an array.
We left the Brits hanging, pal. We
I know.
Hanging, yep. Mm-hmm.
We left the world hanging, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the world's going to pay.
Yep, we are.
We did not go in there and win this thing, and the world's going to pay.
Yeah.
And what does this do to our legacy? We're not going to have a good relationship with our allies until we do get another, I don't know, pro-American president who wants to do the right thing. That we're done now as far as long as Biden and Trump are in office.
Yep.
We're done.
It took 15 years after Vietnam to get back on the world stage.
In a good way, yeah.
Yep.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yep, and they've done a lot more damage this time. But we get it. We understand it. We know what's going on. We know who the players are. We know that George Soros is involved in this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know something? When during the campaign season and even more recently, on Fox News, when someone would bring up the fact that the George Soros was behind this or that and the other people, and like Harris Faulkner would shut them down. They shut down Newt Gingrich. She was on there speaking about that, and she shut him down right there, just right on the air like he was a little boy.
Yep. Well, maybe he's got some money in Fox News we don't know about. Got to be a reason. Got to be a money reason somewhere.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing before we go to break here, former Vice President Mike Pence said the Biden administration has planned nothing, and now they're improvising a tragedy. Well, of course they are.
I like that description. I mean, the Biden administration was warned that the withdrawal of U.S. forces ran a terrible risk of handing victory to the Taliban. But Biden didn't care. He just wanted the eye candy of him pulling the troops out. That's all he cared about.
Right. Right.
It boils down to that. And I don't know if we have time to get into the conference, the little...
No, we will. We will,
okay.
Not right now.
Okay.
We've got about a minute, so less than a minute, but we'll do that when we come back. But I will tell you this, you know, the other thing that's going on here, we got to talk about when we come back, the hurricane conference that Biden was chairing yesterday,
or so we thought,
and a couple of things that he said that if that had been Donald Trump that said that or me, we would have been under the bus. Under
Absolutely.
The bus. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll have an Edwards Notebook when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, Moss Nissan. Spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Find them online at mossnissan.com. And Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the all-new Rogue. That's the hottest SUV on the market right now. You're going to love it. Now, clean trade-ins? Yep, got them. They're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and find out what your vehicle's worth. You might be surprised. You can upgrade your ride right now with the extra money you're going to get for the vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, ho-ho, can't wait, grand opening time, another brand-new Moss Nissan. Can't wait, can't wait. Check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com. That's MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you some money. If you tell them that when you walk in the door, the captain sent me, that's going to immediately get you some money that you hadn't planned on. All right. Let's get to an Edwards notebook right here before we get to Mr. Rod Edwards. And here we go.
It is truly a sad day in our America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Don't be surprised if soon you seek rusted streaks running down Lady Liberty's tear-stained cheeks. She, like many, is brokenhearted over the evil mission of those far-flung leftists throughout government, academia, corporate America, the entertainment industry, and even church denominations on their hell-inspired mission to wipe from our republic the very liberty that was the inspiration for the creation of that New York Harbor Lady, whose shining torch welcomed generations of legal immigrants who came to these shores to become U.S. sovereign citizens. As of this day, far too many born in this exceptional nation are pretending to disdain past sins committed against others while literally seeking to enslave we the people and destroy the numerous good elements that made the United States of America the one-time envy of the world. But I believe we can turn today's sadness into the joy of victory if we seek providential guidance and push back the darkness. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards. And let's bring him in here right now. By the way, oh, hold on a second here. I got to take a little sip here around. Oh.
I already took my sip.
Oh, well, see, you're ahead of me, but I had to talk. Well, what I was doing, folks, and what we're talking about is I just had a little taste, little sip of that I've got here, my Torvis tumbler of Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, you can go over to theronedwards.com, his website, and make a purchase, and you'll also save 20% if you use the promo code that's right there, RE20. Remember, you'll save 20%. And Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that what, Ron?
Well, it's the coffee you want in your cup. And Kevin, I just want to say one thing. One of the testimonials I get from the coffee, this gentleman, I know that he drinks like several cups every day. And this is the first coffee, according to him, that does not give him the jitters after he had several cups. So, and it's very smooth, non-acidic, and it's
yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, it's not acidic. I was going to say that because that used to bother me with coffee. If it was acidic, you know, my stomach could start churning.
Yeah. And so you, and the body, you don't want an acidic environment in your body anyway. And since this isn't, it's not bad for your health either.
Now, let's talk about jumping Joe Biden because yesterday he winged it at a Hurricane Ida conference. It was a Zoom conference. And I'm not sure, but I think he thought that that woman, his assistant that was going to be there, who was actually in New Orleans and didn't have any power, didn't have any way to get on Zoom or Internet or whatnot, which is understandable. New Orleans without power right now. And he was kind of lost. And he started out, and he didn't really know what to say or how to say it or what to do and had to be prodded along the way, if you will. But he had the sheet upside down, and then he turned it around the other way. I mean, I'm watching this, and I'm going, what the hell is going on here?
It looked like a training session for a chimpanzee or something. You know, he's spinning the paper around the way he was looking at it, and I don't understand it. I could just imagine what's going on in his addled brain. And this is what's representing the United States to the world, folks. A man whose mind is not there.
Embarrassing.
And, yeah, but yet he has enough brain cells to still understand how to push forward the destruction of this country and the embarrassment of this country. That is amazing. But the reason why is because it's in his DNA. He's been involved in trying to harm this country since he first took office in 1972. And I was reading recently an op-ed he wrote in 1992 in which he talks about his love for the New World Order and how he wants to push that.
Yeah.
And so he's been in a destructive mission for a long, long time. So he's on autopilot.
And he said something that if it had been me or if it had been Donald Trump or any other white man, he called the black man sitting across from him boy. Twice.
Yeah, what an insult. And I wasn't insulted just because it was a white man calling a black man that. No man should speak to another
right.
man in such a disrespectful manner.
Right.
I was looking at it mano a mano.
Well, I was thinking Strong Thurmond when he said it, you know, his relationship with him and with Robert Byrd. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but see, Democrats, you know, beyond being racist, they're very disrespectful. They don't have just common decency and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was more disturbing to me than the other crap, the racist, because whatever. It is just wrong, Captain. It was just disrespectful from one man to another.
Yeah. Now, in the state of Virginia, the Virginia school standardized test scores have plummeted big time during the pandemic, and that's because they can't get in front of their peers or the teachers to learn anything.
Well, it was bad enough. Our standard of education in this republic-gone mobocracy was bad enough. We were amongst the worst amongst industrialized nations anyway. Now we probably are the worst as far as the results with our students. And it's probably going to get worse than that, my friend, because the teachers are more involved with indoctrinating the students even if they come back. They're more about indoctrinating rather than actually preparing students to compete and to succeed in this country. They're trying to develop a bunch of angry, robotic America haters who are very stupid in every other facet of life. And, you know, it's very destructive.
Let's go to Backgammon Bob on the telephone line. He's got a question. Go ahead there, Bob.
Yeah. If Biden is making all these blunders and mistakes, and some of them are because of his inability to think and stuff. But what about his handlers in the background? Why aren't some of these decisions he's making are just bad decisions that his handlers must be really making some really silly stuff. I just don't understand what they're thinking is on some of these decisions, you know?
Well,
all right,
hey, Bob.
All right.
That's real easy to answer. Whether he's out of his brain or not, the fact is he and his staff and his entire administration are still hell-bent on the same focused mission to hurt this nation, to destroy this nation by whatever means necessary. So it doesn't matter if he's doing it or his handlers or whatever. They're doing what they want to do, and that's to harm this nation. And that's the mission. That's the goal.
Hmm. Well, it's really bad news, unfortunately.
But it's true news.
Yeah.
Bad, right. But true.
All right. Well, I think we're going to run out of time, but let me just try this with one more.
Harvard.
What do you want to do?
The Harvard chaplain. The atheist.
Harvard University. Well, only in Harvard, right? A new chief chaplain is, wait for it, an atheist.
Yeah, well, it's a reflection of the direction that once Christian organization has gone. So, there it is.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. We'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right, thank you. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com is a website. TheRonEdwards.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he's got going on. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The Pentagon tweeted a photo of the last American soldier to leave the Kabul airport with the caption, "Ending the U.S. mission in Kabul." Taliban fighters from the Fatah SWAT unit were seen storming into the airport wearing brand new American uniforms, brand new machine guns, and equipment. Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests through September 17th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Roger B. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Roger P., our legendary news director here in Tampa, Florida, my flagship station. You just never know who's going to do a liner next now, do you? All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, you know, nothing runs like a deer, and Everglades Equipment Group happens to be a John Deere dealer. Now, they've got everything from the little small riding tractor to the push mower to the self-propelled mower to the big old riding tractors with the 60-inch cuts and so on and so forth and the backhoes and all that great stuff. So if you need it, they got it. But here's the best thing about it. Over at the Everglades Equipment Group stores, they have reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, because after all, you're only as good as your service, right? They got four stores within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida. And I will tell you right now that a lot of my neighbors have gone over there, and they've come back, and they've shocked me, because I didn't realize that they did that over at Everglades Equipment Group. They had bushes and shrubs that they'd planted, plus they had potting soil and fertilizer, and, you know, needed a shovel or needed a rake or whatever. They had all that, and they got it. So you'd be surprised what they have at these stores these days. So go over and check out your neighborhood Everglades Equipment Group store and see what they have in there. Remember, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you either. Don't be afraid. Now, yesterday, we had our first casualty reported as Hurricane Ida left a destructive trail through Louisiana and then jumped over to Mississippi. Now it's over in Alabama. Now, I'm not sure where this was, and I'm going to try to find out real quick here, but we had two people killed on the highway last night and 10 people injured. A section of road went out, and I want to say it was in Mississippi. Let's see here. 2 killed, 10 injured. I'm going to find it here where it was, but it was in regards to the washout of the road, which is terrible when that happens. Oh, here it is. Lucedale, Mississippi, highway collapse, 2 dead, 10 injured after road washed away by heavy rain. Now, that's one of those roads that, and I've been on that area. I've been in that area over there. I think I've probably been on that road. Let me make sure here. But that's one of the areas there where it's low, and there's a river that runs through there, but it's not a really big river. But apparently the water really got to roaring, and when it did, of course, that's what happened. Now, this is a report as of 5:05 a.m. 2 people were killed, at least 10 others were injured after a roadway collapsed in Mississippi late last night. Now, this is on Highway 26. I thought so. I've been on that road. This was on Highway 26 in George County, about 60 miles northeast of Biloxi. Now, to find both the east and westbound lanes that collapsed, these cars just came up on this, and then that was it. One went in, another went in, another went in, and so on and so forth. And 2 people killed, 10 people injured. What a shame. What a shame. And the state police are saying that they believe a torrent of water came down through there and washed the road out. Yep, absolutely. Okay, so that's the problem there at the moment. Now, I want to remind everybody that we've got a great event coming up here in Tampa. I'm going to invite everybody to it. It's the Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. Now, there's something in here for everybody, because there's going to be a panel. And the panel is going to be moderated by my pal, Bill Bunkley. But on the panel will be Salem Radio's Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who, by the way, at the time, could be the governor-elect of California. And, of course, the Job Creators Network president and CEO, Alfred Ortiz, and Fox News contributor and Tampa resident, Rebecca Walser. Now, this will be at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay, 2900 Bayport Drive in Tampa. It'll be on the 23rd of September. There will be a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the main event will start at 7 and go to 9. Now, I'll be there, so I'd be happy to see you. But the big surprise of the night is after I do the Pledge of Allegiance, we are going to have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on stage for about 20 minutes giving a policy speech about the state of Florida. And you're going to want to be there for that. This is going to be a major event. Now, we've sold a bunch of tickets. There's still some tickets left, but you got to act fast if you want to get in on this, September the 23rd. To find out more, you can go to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. One more time, theanswertampa.com. And I hope to see you there. All right, let me go to the phone lines. I think I've got Todd in Tampa. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, Joe Biden is a disaster, okay? And by the way, and if you're in California, not one person should be voting for Gavin Newsom. Every Californian should be voting for Larry Elder, okay, if you want to save California, because Gavin Newsom's a total disaster, just like Joe Biden is a total disaster, okay? And if you got a few dollars, send it to Larry Elder's campaign. He could use it. No one's done more for Ron DeSantis than I have. Okay, he was running against Adam Putnam, another Republican establishment guy. No one's done more for Donald Trump than I have. Never met either one of them, okay? Period. okay, on the face of this earth and standing up for the country, because that's what the Lord has me do. Let me tell Harvard, who was based on Jesus Christ and has the Lord's words engraved on their walls over there, there's Jesus Christ and there's nothing else, okay? Numbnuts, okay, that's what you get when you go to 4 years of Harvard or you send your kid to some kind of college. University used to be one verse, meaning one verse. That's Jesus Christ is Lord of America and God of America. Now it's socialism, Marxism, okay, where these other foundations have come in and put their Marxist teachers in there, and you're sending your kids to pay $40,000 a year to learn socialism and Marxism and be woke. What a disgrace. Not one person in America should be voting for Joe Biden. No, I wouldn't give Joe Biden $1, much less $3.2 trillion. And let me tell you, Democrats, when they try and tell you redistricting, and we'll make sure you never see the House again. Okay? Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. And most importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Joe Biden, you're fired. Donald Trump is in the, should be replacing him immediately. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right. Well, Todd has some good points. I wish it was that simple. I wish we could just say, okay, Joe Biden has had an illegitimate election, anything you want to throw out there, and then put Donald Trump in there because he never should have lost. I wish we could do that. But unfortunately, our Constitution doesn't provide for that. Once the Electoral College certifies by vote, and the Speaker of the House goes like that, the vote is settled, the vote is over, and that's it. End of story until the next election. Like it or not, that's the way it is. So, we, the people, need to vet these candidates a lot better. By the way, how about maybe 35 or 40 seconds more of this? Because this is what it's all about.
We ain't going away. Hey, we ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say. Everybody. We ain't going away.
They can't hear us.
We ain't going away.
All together.
We the people are talking. And we got something to say. We ain't going away.
We are not going away because, once again, Joe Biden and company has awoken a sleeping giant. And I'm telling you, be careful what you wish for. I'm watching, I'm hearing, I'm seeing Americans all across the country, talking to them every day, especially the ones that I see, the different events that I go to. They're on fire. They're on fire. It all starts this year. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I go?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. By the way, Armed American Radio, Monster Cast, Sunday nights, live 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. But he's on at different times all around the country, so check your station for time and listening. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor here in Sarasota, just across the bridge. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember also that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, a catastrophic power line, main line, power line, and the towers that went with it are laying flat on the ground, which is what's left New Orleans without electricity. Now, they're going to have to get those massive lines back up again, number one. Number two, ain't nobody going to have any power until they do that. And I can't tell you how dangerous that is to do, because you don't even have to be holding onto the lines to get electrocuted with that type of stuff. You can just be standing in the area, and there's enough power that will literally be generated to your feet. And with all the moisture that's out there, I know these guys know what they're doing, but they got to be very, very careful. Now, that being said, let's not forget that it's going to take a while to get this power back. So I know there's going to be, a run on generators. I know that. When, where, and how, who knows? But the fact of the matter is, if you can get one, fine. If you got somebody out of state that can get you a generator, then try that. Also, there's a report that the Biden Pentagon knew of the mass casualty event plot before the Afghan airport bombing. Once again, this goes from bad to worse. The spokesman, who was raging at the leak, didn't deny that this was indeed a fact. Somebody leaked the information. And we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Now, there's absolutely no confidence in the fact that Joe Biden is going to keep his word and do what he can to get the people back out of Afghanistan that are still there. Now, is it 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 400 people, 500 people, 1,000? We don't know. They're not telling us. The only comment we got yesterday was, oh, it's a couple of hundred people. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because when I was doing the numbers last week, before all this came to a head this week, I told you, using their own numbers, with what they add, that I was about 1,500 to 2,000 people short of coming up with the original numbers the way they explained it to us. And we know they've got people scattered around the countryside, which is why we have these groups going in, these private groups going in and to getting them out, because some of these companies that they're working for have also hired them to do the same. So there you go. By the way, little Lightfoot, the mayor up in Chicago, pretty much mum again. Nearly 50 people were shot again over the weekend. On her watch, not a word. Not a word. You probably haven't even heard about that until I said it right now. I'm just guessing. But unbelievable. Unbelievable. And to wrap this part of what I'm looking at up, an ESPN host, yep, ESPN, says that chess is always racist. You know why? Because a black piece always goes second. And that's true. In chess, that's true. The black piece always goes second. Wow. Now let's talk for a second about the states that are willing to take the Afghan refugees. Now, of course, many of the states are Democrat. That's to be expected. But let's get into where the Democratic states are. California. Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Virginia, Wisconsin, all are willing to take the Afghan refugees. Now, so aren't some red states. Alabama, Arkansas, the territory of Guam, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Now, the states that aren't holding up their hands are Montana, Wyoming, Florida, Texas, Idaho, North and South Dakota, amongst others. Now, Minnesota's not there either. They took a large contingent of Somali refugees during the Obama administration, and that didn't really work out too well. And remember, these Afghans, as it stands right now, are all unvetted. And reportedly, some of them are going to be Taliban. It's inevitable. So why would you want to take a chance when you know that? Unbelievable. Now, finally, in my many years, I don't believe I've ever seen such a rapid turnaround to American society as what I've witnessed during the Trump presidency. In just a few short years, we became energy independent, gasoline selling for less than $2 a gallon. Our borders were on the way to being controlled, unemployment the lowest in 50 years, and blacks and Hispanics were at an all-time record low when it came to unemployment. Now, the bottom 50% of the households saw a 40% increase in their net worth, saying 7 million new jobs were created, with almost 7 million people off food stamps. 1.2 million manufacturing jobs were created. Unemployment for women hit a 70-year low. Trump signed the largest tax reform package in history, giving a typical family of four earning $75,000 a $2,000 tax cut. And over 400 companies announced bonuses, wage increases, new hires, or new investments inside the United States. Now, at the same time, over $1.5 trillion was repatriated back into our country from overseas. And the Dow went from 20,000 to 30,000. Meanwhile, our military was rebuilt. And that's just the short list. That's Donald Trump. Joe Biden has tore this all down. He needs to go, folks. Get on the phone. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's your congressman. Tell him you want Joe Biden impeached. I'll see you all tonight on the Radidio. Have yourself a great day. Stay low, and I'll be at Mission Barbecue.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.